Email from Luke Winky to the Honorable John Sinatra Jr. Case number 122-CR-00035, document 229. Added to the case file on October 28, 2025. And now for my latest bold move, I will send a nice hello, I come in peace message to the High Court judge's vicinity who dealt with me so personally for 45 months. 45 months is less time than G. Gordon Liddy of Watergate did. At least according to Google, this is the email to use. Concerned citizens of a lower income bracket, typically living in trailer parks or something of equal living standard status, can email their congressman or senator whatever standard opinion on modern day affairs may come across their minds. Equal protection under the law means all federal judges must stop living as recluses and accept the opinions and concerns in email format from any and all concerned citizens. With that being said, all U.S. citizens must remain on their toes and attentive to the notion that at any moment members of Hamas, specifically from the Minneapolis MN area, may be hacking our electronic devices and giving false information to public officials, specifically judges, at the federal level. You know I am the former Cattaraugus County Libertarian Chairman, and you know that I am literally Judge Giudini's oldest grandson. Not once when she was alive did Judge Giudini ever say something at the dinner table of a congratulatory, nor a repulsive nature about anything the courtroom of the Reagan-era appointed senior district Judge Richard Arkard was up to. In fact, it was quite the opposite of an existence for Judge Giudini as she found herself going to local tea party events. This is a sign of a hierarchy issue and a wealth gap issue. Bastille Day should not be required to know the names of our local and regional high court judges. So first might I recommend a WGRZ, WIVB, and WKBW interview special on all of you so you will not be unknown to the area's average people any longer. Less arrests and less rise in COVID crime, taking place in a world where the lives the families and friends of village judges lead, and the lives the families and friends of federal judges aren't separated by as much disparity than they clearly at the moment. Do feel free to investigate the Libertarian Party of New York's latest broken record move in their advocacy for Larry Sharp 2026. Larry wasted a lot of donated money on 2022 NY Supreme Court pursuits as he lost all state Supreme Court hearings. Nobody with a federal record attempting to repeal and replace the prior criminal court circumstances with a Homeland Security long-distance order of protection program is counting on Larry Sharp 2026. It is also legally possible that AI is acting up on my iPhone when I am not watching, and all federal district judges, federal appeals judges, etc. across the continent are receiving emails at the moment about a website entitled Luke Winky Online, which I saw for the first time today, which violates my HIPPA rights and violates Leviticus 19:16 of the Old Testament. Hopefully the owner of that website puts everything on a flash drive to document it forever and or start selling merchandise on the website to pay for the incoming legal bills she will have to pay, especially after I get fingerprint evidence on my Olean Housebirds tell me employees to the Buffalo Federal Public Defender's Office are aware of. Soon enough I will have all kinds of new events for the region's people to attend, as my last event I ever organized was sadly before COVID, the 2019 Olean High School Libertarian Presidential Debate. Libertarians are plain and simply since 1971 the prison abolition movement. According to my 45 months of self-education, it is going to take space-age technology to fulfill the prison abolition movement's absolute utopian form, a worldview that inspired an early 20s activist-minded person in me. The permanently former Cattaraugus County Libertarian Chairman Luke Winky.